Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua, from caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024. No joke, it's April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2024. And so I'm going to lead off with my little April Fool's Day story. Our daughter, Casey. Normally, I don't use her name, but because, you know, today's a special day, I really want to embarrass her above and beyond what I would normally do as a dad and an aging boomer. Our daughter, Casey, was born on April 2nd, 1994. And if you do the math on that, you will see that tomorrow is her 30th birthday. And I was reflecting on this a little bit earlier, you know, talking to my wife as well. You know, we were, as new parents, we were kind of, at a really interesting point in our lives. You know, my wife is from Germany and I'm from California, and we had our first really big adventure away from both of our homes going on. We were living in Rhode Island, first job out of college for me, and we had, you know, moved to Rhode Island where we knew nobody, and, renting a house and getting to learn a new community and a new job and all of that. And of course, you know, with no social supports at all, we did what most young people do. And that's not necessarily the smartest thing in the world sometimes, but we decided, oh, let's have a baby. Baby will fix all of our problems, right? So we had our two dogs and our cat that we had brought with us from California. We had our brand new home there in Rhode Island and new job, and we decided let's have a baby. And so on April 1st, 1994, our daughter decided that, I'm not going to get born, right? We were already 2 weeks late with her, and my wife was just about ready to explode, you know. And so we went to the hospital with some sort of, you know, it was kind of contraction-ish, you know, who knows what it was, but didn't end up going anywhere. You know, some 24 hours later on the second, when our daughter was born, my wife had to be induced, and then she had hours and hours of excruciating back labor. Our daughter was transverse arrest, had back labor and pain, a lot of pain. And, finally the doctor said, it's time for us to get this baby out of there, and let's go ahead and have an emergency C-section. And my wife was like, oh, okay, fine, let's do that. Get this thing out of me. And so we had the C-section. And, you know, reflecting back on all of this now, I think, how in the world did we do that? And, you know, it was really pretty scary. And we have an event coming up. This is my tie-in, right? So first of all, Casey, happy birthday to you, my dear. I will see you this week, and can't wait to give you a hug on your 30th birthday. But we are very proud of you and your family and what you've become in life, and could not be more excited for your great adventure to continue on. But we also have the community baby shower coming up at United Way, and I'm going to always try and find a way to spin off, you know, my personal life into our business and professional lives, right? Yeah, we have our upcoming baby shower in a couple of weeks, and there's information about that on the United Way website, unitedwaynashua.org, unitedwaynashua.org. If you click on the events tab and just scroll down, you'll see that on April 23rd is our community baby shower. It's our first big day of caring this year coming up, each year for the past 7 years now, We've had a baby shower that's helped somewhere in the 75-ish families range. These are new families, low-income families that are having their first baby or a second baby, growing families, and need connecting to resources in the community. So it's a kind of a resource fair that we hold, but we also have a lot of donated items from various community partners and individuals. We give people nice, all sorts of stuff to get started in life, and it's stuff and information and connection to community. So the community baby shower is coming up on April 23rd. Boy, oh boy, do I wish I had had the benefit of a community baby shower those 30 years ago. You know, when we were getting started out, just to know like there's people out there who I can lean on for support where I live. So that's coming up. And if you want to get involved, just click on that link on our events page at unitedwaynashua.org. And by the way, speaking of moms, shortly thereafter is Mother's Day. And for I don't know how many years now at United Way, every Mother's Day we take up a collection of donations, of contributions, individual financial contributions, and then we put together bouquets of flowers for the homeless moms in our community. It costs about $12 per mom to put together a nice bouquet of flowers, and with our volunteers go out and distribute those to, you know, our partners where there are homeless moms, places like Mary's House or Mary Sweeney House, you know, Marguerite's Place, Front Door Agency, Gianna's Place. I think I mentioned Family Promise. All of those are the places in our community where moms live who are, you know, homeless effectively, you know, and probably not getting, you know, that special Mother's Day treat because of their circumstances. Well, we want to make sure as a community that those moms don't get forgotten. And if that resonates for you, also on our events page, click on the Mother's Day Bouquets Project. And, you know, for just $12, you can really put the smile on the face of a homeless mom in our community. We, you know, we appreciate that. And I think we all need that gesture of love every so often. Lots of other stuff going on at United Way besides the baby shower and the Mother's Day roses. We have an event coming up that's a wine tasting event. Also Mother's Day weekend, great way to you know, give somebody a gift. If you're like me and you're sort of a schmuck and you forget till the last minute to do something, well, you know what? Come to our wine tasting at Fulcino Vineyard on May 10th. That's Friday of Mother's Day weekend. Bring your special gal with you. And, you know, it's going to be just a really nice event. We did it last year and had a lot of fun, and it was just enjoyable. Tickets are fairly, you know, relatively affordable, and you get a lot for that, you know, food and really nice wine, evening of camaraderie. It's a great event. So please join us for that. And then last but not least, besides lots of other stuff going on, we have a food drive coming up. We have a volunteer fair. We have a Day of Caring at Touchstone Farm out in Wilton. Then, and this is what I really wanted to mention, is on June 24th and 25th, Over the Edge, our seventh annual Over the Edge event, rappelling down the Brady Sullivan Tower in Manchester at 1000 Elm Street. It's a 30-story building. It's a 24-story building. It's 300 feet. It's the real deal, and it's a great way to support your community. I can tell you, if you go to the Over the Edge link on, again, on the events page at United Way, you're going to get more information about that. So lots and lots of great stuff going on in our community. The greatest, of course, is my daughter's 30th birthday. And I should say, you know, congratulations to her for that. And, you know, for my wife and me, to my wife and me, you know, for surviving all these many years of parenthood, but starting out in that very scary way that I described earlier on. Look, we're going to take a break now. We have a great show on deck for you. Each week we interview local organizations and community leaders and volunteers. Today I have the pleasure after the break of bringing Myra Nikitas on. Myra is involved with an initiative called Sealing Smiles across New Hampshire, and it's works with kids in the school district to help make sure that they have preventive care, dental care, and sealants applied. And we'll talk a little bit about that program, learn more about how you can get connected there. After that, we're going to have another short break to hear from our sponsors, and we're going to bring on to the show our friends from Southern New Hampshire Health and talk a little bit about what they're doing. And I'll just save the introduction to that for when we get to it, about half past the hour, 20 of. So you're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I am your host, Mike Affelberg, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes after a word from our sponsors.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
During each day of Public Health Week, we focus on a particular topic.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning. It is April 1st, 2024. No joke. Happy April Fool's Day to you. May your life today be filled with pranks and joy. You're listening to the Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Each Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., we talk with you about various initiatives and organizations, nonprofits, community volunteers, people who are making a difference in the lives of everyday folks in our community. Today will be no different. And I'm super excited to have with me in the studio somebody who I've known for quite a while now. And that's a famous local dental hero of mine, Myra Nikitas. Myra, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What kind words. I appreciate you and what you do for the community with the United Way and just always being a huge support for my program. So thank
Absolutely.
You,
Well, we got to know each other many years ago when you were over at the Dental Connection doing great work over there, which we appreciate as well.
And
you're a dental hygienist by training.
Yes.
I will tell you, I was thinking about you quite a bit. About a month and a half ago, I went with the Rotary Club of Nashua West to on an international service project to Honduras.
Wow.
And there were about 25 of us that went for the project. And it included a sort of a medical outreach component, and there was a construction outreach component. Part of the team did construction, school building, and that kind of thing. A big portion of the team was dedicated to, medical outreach. So there was a medical team, a dental team, and a pharmacy team, and I was on actually the dental team.
Oh. Awesome.
My wife and I were both together on this trip, and we just sort of, we didn't know what we were going to do, and neither of us has any background in dental work particularly. I mean, I've been to the dentist. That's about all I can say, and I do brush my teeth occasionally, you know. That's my experience with dental work. Well, so it was pretty great. There were about seven or eight of us, and we went to various villages around the community, and every time we would arrive, there would be 60 to 70 people there, and they would need everything from just, you know, a quick check and some information, education, to like full-on extractions and some serious dental work, and our dentist would do that. We had no dental hygienist with us. My wife, who has no experience in being a dental hygienist, was volunteered herself to be in that role. And the dentist spent about a day training her on how to do sealants and stuff like that.
Wow.
And she ended up like doing sealants and cleanings, you know, to the extent that you could in those conditions with limited supplies and tools and very little training.
Wow, that's amazing.
And she loved it so much. And I was like the registrar. I was like the office manager because like I'm organized, but I do not want my hands anywhere near people's mouths.
Sure.
Like that to me is not my goal.
Sure.
So I thought about you quite a bit that week,
thank
Myra.
Thank you. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, if I can be of any help in the future with that, you know, providing anything that you would need to take with you, please let me know.
Keep your passport up to date.
Yes,
where this
absolutely.
Project has been going on for about
amazing.
30 years now and through the
Great.
Rotary District. And they're always looking for new people who are dental hygienists and dentists that join the mission.
Sure.
It was just great. Anyway, so we're not here to talk about that, but we are here to talk about your program, Sealing Smiles Across New Hampshire. And let's just jump right into it. Tell us about the program. What do you do? Who are your clients? How can people get involved in supporting the work?
All right. So this program kind of came into effect. It started back in November. Launch day was November 15th of 2023. So the program itself kind of came to Nashua because of the need. The oral health program for the Department of Health and Human Services conducted some screenings on third grade students the 2022 school year. And these hygienists were deployed throughout the state, gathering some data and information to kind of analyze and have reviewed. And unfortunately, Nashua had the highest prevalence of untreated dental decay for our youth. So the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services Oral Health Program funded a project here in Nashua to provide preventative services to our kids in Nashua. So the program is for kindergarten through eighth grade students. Myself and my amazing dental assistant, Jen, we're the dynamic duo, we call ourselves. We've been visiting all the schools, elementary schools and middle schools in Nashua, providing these preventative services. So the services that we're providing, Mike, are dental sealants, more evidence-based services. So the dental sealants, silver diamine fluoride, which stops the progression of a cavity.
That's what my wife did in Honduras.
Yes.
She did like 150 sealer diming fluoride treatments.
Amazing.
And it
stuff.
Was, yeah, it was just great. It was, she had no idea what she was doing at the beginning of the week, but then she was pretty expert pretty fast.
Yeah. You know what? It's very easily applied. And
huge.
It works wonders. So,
well, I was familiar with like the traditional sort of fluoride treatment prior to that.
Yes.
And this is, you know, for people and who are looking just to stop tooth decay, kind of deaden its tracks before something more extensive happens or before perhaps surgery is needed, whatever the case may be, this is an amazing treatment and pretty easy to do, and it lasts quite a while.
It does. So this magic material is amazing because it also helps with dental hypersensitivity. So that's the app, that's what it's used for. And they found that this material actually stops the progression of a cavity. So can you imagine us, you know, we're a portable, you know, dynamic duo here. We're going into these schools, and when we see a child who has a tooth that has a huge cavity, we're able to apply this material on the surface and stop the progression. So this is one of the many services that we're providing. So we're doing oral health screenings.
And may I say,
no pain,
quick to administer. Mm-hmm.
And non-invasive.
Non-invasive,
right?
Exactly.
No
and
shots.
Lasts quite a while.
Yes.
So it's like, it was like a miracle thing. I had never heard of it or seen it before.
Yes.
And the SDF treatment is fantastic.
Right. And no aerosol. So that's a big thing with COVID, right? Mm. So where a lot of people were a little apprehensive going to the dental office and, you know, getting treatment because the aerosols generated from, you know, COVID and having that fear. So us providing these services in the schools, there's no aerosols, no pain, no drilling. And it's pretty quick to apply, as your wife could probably attest to. It's pretty easy. So, you know, we're very passionate about these services that we're providing in the schools. All the schools that we've been to so far, that, you know, we get a consent form that gets sent home to the parents to consent for treatment. So every student that we've seen has had to have a consent form just allowing us to provide these services. The materials that we're providing, you know, the silver diamine fluoride, the fluoride varnish, and the dental sealants, and also temporary restoration. So if you have a child that has a huge, you know, hole in their tooth, we're able to apply a temporary restoration that kind of helps protect that tooth until maybe this child is able to
hear. Myra, that's a picture of my wife. Nobody
oh my
can
God.
See that.
God
that's a picture
her.
Of
that
her doing
awesome.
An SDF treatment.
I love it.
For a small child down in Honduras.
Hooray. Look at that. That is awesome. Yeah.
So how is this program going? How many kids have you helped so far in the Nashua School District or other districts for that matter?
So we're currently just in the Nashua School District.
Okay.
So since November 15th of 2023, Mike, we have screened over 650 kids.
Wow, that's amazing.
Huge.
That's a lot of people.
So you ready for this? We've applied over 4,000 dental sealants. We've referred over 220 kids for dental care. May that be, you know, emergency services. Maybe they have an infection in their mouth or just establishing care with a provider. A lot of times, you know, we get those consent forms that come back. And one of the biggest barriers to, dental care for these kids is, number one, is cost. Finding a provider that accepts their insurance. So that's I need to gauge for that. I need to know that. So the mission of this project is to break those barriers for kids' access, affordable, and dental care. So, you know, we're very passionate about this. As you know, I mean, I play the tooth fairy. I go around town. This has been a huge passion of mine for years.
And I'd imagine a big part of what you're doing is also education.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So one question I wanted to ask you, Myra, is how do you approach education in such a diverse school district as Nashua, where we have different languages being spoken and you know, in many cases, kids who don't understand English as their first language.
Yeah, so that is something that, you know, we have these stuffed animals that we bring and we try to encourage great, you know, brushing at home. It starts at home, really. So my dental assistant, I'm very fortunate. She's fluent in Spanish, so that's a huge
help
to me, right? We also work very closely with the ELL coordinators and support staff in the schools that help us kind of communicate with these kids. So the forms that we sent home have been translated into 5 different languages as well. So whether that be flyers, consent forms, the report that goes home to, you know, the parent, all of these materials have been translated into 5 different languages to reach these families in the community that, you know, English isn't their first language.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I found pretty easily the website on the page on the Nashua School District website. Great. By just Googling,
yes.
Ceiling Smiles Across New Hampshire. And that's what comes right up, is this link to the Nashua.edu website. Awesome. I don't know if there's another resource that you would steer people to, or is that really the best way to do it?
That's probably the best way. I mean, we also have an Instagram page and a Facebook page. You can follow us as well. You could see where, you know, the next schools will be going, the kind of a schedule, just some fun facts, you know, that we post pretty much daily about benefits of oral health.
But the big information is on the Nashua website.
You got
I can
it.
See you've got lots of stuff. You've got facts in multiple languages, mm-hmm. English, Hindi, Mandarin, Portuguese. Portuguese is very important in our district.
Yes.
Spanish, Telugu, a variety of languages as downloads, which is terrific. So I, like I said, just if you're interested in information, just Google it. Ceiling Smiles Across New Hampshire, and it comes right up.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, if your child, you want your child to be seen, and we've already been to their school, you know, you can download a consent form, fill it out. We'll come back to that school to see that child. With this mission, I don't want any child left behind to miss out on this amazing opportunity. All the services that we're providing are free. It's free cost to the families and until June 30th. So the grant that was funded to us is up until June 30th this year. So I'm really trying to fight to continue this program. I've spoke at the school board meeting to help me try to gain some funding resources, because it's very important. You know, the number one reason, I've said this a million times, the number one reason why a child misses school is because of a toothache.
It's absolutely shocking and stunning. And so let's say I'm a parent at, say, Dr. Crisp or Amherst Street mm-hmm, School or mm-hmm. Elm Street School, mm-hmm. one of the schools you do this. And I know that you have an upcoming event. I can find the information on the website.
Yes.
But, gosh, Myra, my child is going to have to miss so many hours of classes to do this, right?
Wrong.
Oh, how long does this take?
It's very quick. So we probably see the child for about 15 or 20 minutes maximum. And that's like, you know, it's probably even quicker. So
it's like an extra half a recess.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want these kids missing school. We don't want these kids missing 3-4 hours of school, pulled out, missing class time. So it's a very quick service that, you know, we're providing oral health screenings.
But Myra, my child is afraid of needles and blood.
Oh,
what?
Please.
I can't
No. We don't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
And you know, Mike, we're so personable and we're so patient. Jen and I, you know, work very well with kids because
But Myra,
we
I don't have any money to pay for
no
this.
No cost. Hold on, wait.
This almost sounds too good to be true.
Yes,
let's see.
I know.
It doesn't take long.
Nope.
It's easy to sign up.
Yes.
It takes place right in school.
Yes.
There's no needles, blood, or pain.
None.
And it doesn't cost me anything.
You got it.
So what's the, you know, gosh, they always told me if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. What's the secret?
True.
What's
There's
the thing?
No secret. This is something
Fantastic.
That we want these kids to be able to participate in. So
I love it.
It's so important.
Yeah.
Oral health, as we know, you know, is connected to our mouth is connected to our bodies, right? So if we don't have a healthy mouth, we don't have a healthy body. So we're just trying to reiterate that and really educate, you know, the families about this program. It's easy. We're a great team, and we're, you know, happy to see your child and, you know, make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
There hasn't been one student that has come to us that has like not wanted to sit in our chair or anything, because afterward, you know, we talk to them. We're very patient. We talk to them about every, you know, what we're going to do before we do. We're going to brush your teeth now. We're going to talk to you about brushing your teeth. So that's important. Communication is key.
So if a person was interested in volunteering or somehow supporting the program, could they do that? Are there opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you know, we're hopeful that this project is going to continue. It's my hope that, you know, school-based cavity prevention programs are integrated into the curriculum of schools and communities, because it's so important. So, you know, we're hopeful that this will continue to be funded, this dental initiative.
Well, let me just say this. If you're one of the over 1,000 individuals who live within a four-mile radius of zip code 03064, mm-hmm. which is kind of the center of Nashua, if you're one of the 1,000 individuals who has net worth in excess of $4 million, Let that sink in.
Right.
You know, take some of your retirement savings.
Help
let
us
me
out.
Say,
Help
cash
us out.
Out, cash out a couple of your, you know, old IBM stocks, and give me and Myra a call, and we'll figure out how to help you to help dental work, because we do want to keep kids healthy and safe and in school.
Absolutely. And you know, Mike, a lot of times too, our work is finding, connecting a child to a provider, so that if they need additional care, I'm on the phone, I'm calling a provider to get that child connected so that they're seen in a timely manner. If they have an infected tooth, if they need to establish care, that right there is important. That's the gateway to continuing care. So yes, please help our program, help United Way, and continue to donate, because it's so important.
Well, I think this is such a worthy thing to support. So, Myra, we're out of time, but I just express a little bit of gratitude to you and your tiny team of people who are helping, you know, kids in the region with their some basic oral care. It's really so important. So, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, you've been listening to Myra Nikitas from Sealing Smiles Across New Hampshire, a great program working in the Nashua School District. Just Google it. If you forget everything, just call me at United Way and I can connect you to her terrific initiative. We're going to take a short break now to hear from our sponsors. After the break, we'll be back with our second guest, and that is Southern New Hampshire Health. And I'm not really sure what we're actually going to talk about. So there you go. You're just going to have to sit pins and needles, and we're going to talk with Southern New Hampshire Health in just a minute or two. You're listening to Community Connect. And I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. No joke, it's April 1st, 2024. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. April Fool's Day, happy day to you. Happy day, as I mentioned in my introduction, to my family. Our daughter is 30 years old tomorrow. I could not be more excited for her and her journey of life. But truthfully, today's the day when my wife and I are honoring and worshiping ourselves for having brought this person into the world, raised her up to the point where we can throw her into the river and say, time for you to sink or swim, honey. And she's doing great. So happy birthday, Casey, almost. We love you so much. And sorry if this embarrasses you, but you do know that's one of my jobs as head of household here, to embarrass the heck out of you. You know, imagine this. You go to the doctor after waiting 3 or 4 months to get an appointment. You get there and you find that there's delays in the office because there's not enough people to process the lab work, or maybe you have to go in for a procedure, but you know, there's no nursing assistant available to help out, so there's delays there. And you get to your room, and you don't get any food because the cafeteria is shut down because of workforce shortages. Is that possible? Well, I don't know if that's possible, but I can tell you this. Everywhere I turn these days, I hear about workforce shortages as an issue, and I'm sure you run into this yourselves. So I'm super excited today to have with me in the studio Victoria Drebinskaya. Victoria is the Director of Workforce Development at Southern New Hampshire Health, or for all of you oldies in Nashua, Victoria works down at Memorial Hospital on South Main Street. Victoria, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you. And be sure to talk loud and so the microphone picks you up. So you are in workforce development at Southern New Hampshire Health. That is a tall order these days. Tell us a little bit about your world. What does it look like in terms of bringing people into the healthcare field? I'm going to say healthcare writ large, because there's lots to it, right? It's not just doctors and nurses.
Right. Yeah. I think post-COVID, we've definitely thought outside the box and how to bring workforce into the healthcare field. We're creating pathways, partnering with our community to support individuals into healthcare careers. I think back in the day, the traditional, everybody goes to a four-year college, gets a nursing degree, and kind of that's it, is going away. Well, not completely, but partly. A lot of the work that I do is really supporting individuals, breaking down barriers for them and getting them into the workforce, and then supporting them. So a lot of at Southern New Hampshire Health, we're really promoting from within, building programs like apprenticeship programs, bringing individuals into our kind of clinical entry level positions like a licensed nursing assistant, medical assistant, and then from there supporting them with either tuition reimbursement or any other benefits that we have available in-house to build them up to that next step to their career. So that's kind of our focus now, is really promoting from within, reaching out to our community partners as well.
That's a great introduction. I appreciate that. And so one of the things when you think about barriers, you mentioned helping out, for example, with student loans and tuition and stuff like that. That's, of course, such a huge issue. But it's certainly not the only issue that would face somebody in any sort of work environment today. Two that come to mind for me as biggies, and I do want to get a little bit of your take on that,
sure.
is what about daycare? And as a challenge, you know, and I don't want to characterize all healthcare workers as women, but many healthcare workers are women, and there are many who are of that family age, and of course men as well. So that's one challenge, and the other is housing. What do we do? What do you see as you know, some ways in which we can help people with either or both of those issues?
Sure. I think we're definitely looking at those two big issues, and we can't fix it alone.
I mean, I threw out the easy ones for you. This is my softball here for you, Victoria. How are you going to fix housing here, man? Come on, get on it.
Oh, man. No, I'm just kidding. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
But I think it's kind of first starting to look internally in terms of what do our employees need, and then reaching out kind of further from within our organization and on a state level and figuring out who can we partner with. I think the biggest word along the way in this workforce development field nowadays is partnerships. We can't do it alone. We've noticed that throughout healthcare and throughout the many challenges that get thrown at us, including childcare and housing. So a lot of the things we're looking at, can we partner with a daycare organization to kind of offset the costs for our employees? Do we reach out to daycare providers and see kind of, do we have a running list of daycares that have availability? I think that's the biggest challenge. We definitely have our employee assistant programs that can support with that as well. And then kind of more on a bigger scale, kind of bringing a voice to the legislative offices, letting them know that, you know, we need change throughout the state in order to support our employees right here in Nashua. But then if we can support Nashua, we can support the entire state and how the benefits of that can just have that ripple effect. So I think in terms of specifics, like for our apprenticeship programs, we have additional funding in place for individuals who are struggling with, you know, finding housing or, you know, might have lost their daycare or things changed for them. So when I talk about removing those barriers, again, having that funding in place, those grants and access to those grants is really important. We've supported many individuals through their career in the healthcare field with things like health, housing. So, you know, helping them pay rent for 1 month or making sure that their utilities are covered for here and there. So I think being mindful and aware of that and then reaching out to the community and the greater kind of legislation to talk and have these conversations of how can we break down those barriers? How can we support individuals?
Yeah, I mean, I see this kind of the same way as what you just described. There are systems level changes that we need to keep working on. And some of that is policy and working with our local legislators and working with folks up in Concord who make decisions that affect the long-term viability of things like childcare and affordable housing. But at the micro level, it's also, I'm sure, a big part of your job. I know it's part of mine, is individuals and their individual circumstances. And being willing to address both of those, keep your eye on the ball, big picture and small picture. That's a challenge, right?
Yeah, and I think our leaders internally are recognizing that challenge. So I think kind of on an individual level for employees, we've become more and more flexible with schedules and kind of figuring out what works for the employees. So yes, we have our set kind of schedules. We run 24/7 and we need employees there. But if things come up, if, you know, changes need to be made, kind of the team comes together and figures out what can they do? How can they support each other? And I think that's also kind of on that individual level, right in-house, day-to-day, that can happen.
Absolutely. Now, if you had a magic wand to wave over the biggest, let's say the biggest there must be like this one area that is where you really need workforce. And I don't know what that is. It could be, you know, X-ray technicians. It could be phlebotomists. It could be people who work on the janitorial staff. I don't know what it is you do. Mm-hmm. If you had the magic wand to wave, what would that area be that you would address? And what opportunities are there that people should know about?
Oh, so there's so many. I feel like week to week, I'm always working on different programs and thinking about,
okay, that's true, right?
Next challenge. But definitely, I think some of our biggest barriers is just access to education. New Hampshire is a big state, and reaching
what?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, New Hampshire. Well, okay, I'm just gonna let that one go for a minute here. No, New Hampshire is not a big state. Just course correction here, Victoria.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, in terms of kind of accessing, if there's one program in, you know, one community college that's, you know, 2 hours away, it's tough to access that.
So of course.
Definitely partnering with the colleges and figuring out, again, creative ways. I would say our biggest needs, definitely nursing. You know, getting individuals into nursing programs, completing a nursing program, and then moving into that field.
And that's probably nursing at all levels, I'd imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Any specialty nursing, just, you know, the nurses that you think of day to day. Definitely a challenge. And again, we're kind of working on expanding, introducing young adults to the healthcare field, talking to them about what are the pathways, what are, you know, the great opportunities within nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about kind of overall system, and for nurses, you know, they need that whole wraparound kind of that support in the hospital. So those radiology techs, the respiratory therapist, the licensed nursing assistant, the medical assistants, and kind of the list goes on and on. And what we're doing is we're, again, partnering with Apprenticeship New Hampshire, either creating apprenticeships that are on the Department of Labor level and approved, or we're taking kind of that same structure and model and creating programs internally. So a good example of that is our certified surgical tech position. There isn't a set kind of apprenticeship program at the time, but we're taking that structure, creating our internal program, and supporting our employees growing into that field. Similar what we're doing with radiology techs, same thing. You know, we don't have a set program across the state, but we're creating those internal programs. And how do we support internal staff who want to grow into being a radiology tech? And what does that entail? So getting them through a, you know, program and then supporting them with their training once they come on.
I can imagine some of those careers are also, it's challenging because you mentioned radiology, and I can probably imagine there's no field in your hospital where technology has changed the world more than radiology. You think back to the old days of, you know, a radiology technician would probably be basically a person who changed the film in the camera, right? And now you're talking about systems that are almost entirely computerized and based on technology and software, and probably a challenge for your older workforce that's been working in older technologies, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think
so. Training probably gets into this as well.
Yes, yes. We're definitely, you know, the conversations I'm having is let's kind of take the experience of our older generations before they retire and then support our younger generations in training, because even though technology kind of has gone a long way, I think those older generations can still bring such value
of
to
course.
Our new professionals and getting them up and trained and ready to go. But some of these programs, like you mentioned, they're very intense, like radiology tech, respiratory therapist. They're 2-year associate degree programs, and they're really, really kind of lots of work. And you know, it's not just, you know, taking one class at a time. It's really, you know, full time in coursework, in clinical. So I think that's where we're also shifting, and how do we support someone who is going through a program with that supplemental training and also providing them a living wage while they're doing it?
Yeah, definitely. All of that, absolutely. And some of these are careers, and I can say this as a person who's at the end of his career. Like, you know, if you're starting out in life, you know, sometimes you think about, is this a career that's going to something that will be my whole life? Can I spend my whole life at this? Or am I going to be obsoleted or whatever? Mm-hmm. It seems to me that all of the healthcare field will change, but there is a lot of long-term job stability to being in the healthcare field.
That's definitely true.
Yeah. We're still going to have people with aging bodies that need to be fixed.
Yes. Healthcare, you know, technology and healthcare is changing rapidly, but you still need the people to kind of have that human touch in healthcare. I don't think that's ever going to go away.
Yeah, that's for sure. Victoria, how do people learn about some of the great healthcare opportunities you have at Southern New Hampshire Health and sort of get connected if either referring somebody who might be interested, looking for meaningful, maybe a job change or a job entry, or for themselves? How do they learn more?
So our careers website is definitely the place to go. We have lots of opportunities. Again, some of them don't require any specialty training or degrees. Once you kind of get into our health system, the possibilities are endless to grow from there. So any position, you know, in dietary, environmental services, patient service representative, any administrative role, you know, you can get right in, get trained, supported, and then move up from there.
And I should also say there's also regionally lots of opportunities as well. I mean, it's not just, I said tongue-in-cheek, Memorial Hospital, but you have health centers throughout the Southern New Hampshire region. You know, I think about there's a place right on, you know, there's a place on Amherst Street out as you go towards Milford. There's a place, I believe, in Milford, mm-hmm. up in Merrimack,
yep.
probably over in Hudson as well. And these are all places that are also close to people's homes, perhaps.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely span kind of the healthcare system at large in the Southern New Hampshire region. So there's lots of opportunity if you don't necessarily are right here next door in Nashua, or, you know, you prefer not to travel into Nashua. There's lots of opportunity right outside, maybe right in your hometown.
That's fantastic. Victoria, we're out of time. Thank you for coming on to talk about some of the challenges, but also some of the opportunities for a career in healthcare at Southern New Hampshire Health. It sounds like just an opportunity waiting to be grabbed by somebody.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate you coming on the show today. So you've been listening to the Community Connections radio show. I've been talking with Victoria Drevinskaya. She's Director of Workforce Development at Southern New Hampshire Health. Pretty easy to find them online. Just Google it, Southern New Hampshire Health, and there's a careers page you can follow right there. If you have any more questions, reach out to her directly at the hospital. And if you forget all of that, call me at United Way and I'll connect you. You've been listening to the Community Connections radio show. We'll be back next Monday with another great set of interviews. Not going to tell you who that is now, because honestly, I'm really not sure. I don't have my phone in front of me, but it's going to be great. I know that. And until next week, please remember, be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.